For this six-part series on the love that comes from God our Father, we will be looking at the following verses. These form the Christian foundation of divine love upon which the Christian life stands. You are loved by Jesus. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continue ye in my love. John chapter 15 verse 9. Loved by the Father, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 verse 16. Love through the Spirit, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans chapter 5 verse 5. No greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. John chapter 15 verse 13. God is love, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16. No separation from love, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 39. Scripture, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8 verse 39. Sermon excerpt from Charles Spurgeon, Paul's Persuasion, full sermon here. Paul's Persuasion. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans v. 38-39. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. A Christian brother was asked, "To what persuasion do you belong?" He replied, "I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul was fully persuaded of this great truth. Did he not learn it by revelation? It may have seemed almost too good to be true, but the Holy Spirit so shed abroad this truth in the apostle's mind that he yielded to it and said, "I am persuaded." He argued that if the death of Christ reconciled God's enemies to himself, the life of Christ will certainly preserve safely those who are the friends of God. Paul was convinced through reasoning and personal experience that nothing could separate him from the love of God. Paul's persuasion was strengthened through his sufferings and trials. He endured persecution, imprisonment, famine, shipwreck, and scorn. Yet, through all his sufferings, he could testify to the faithfulness of his God and say, "I am persuaded that nothing in creation is able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul lists various forces and concludes they cannot separate us from God's love. Death. The believer's peace is not broken by death, but rather strengthened. Life. The trials and temptations of life cannot separate us from Christ's love. Angels, principalities, powers, whether good or evil spiritual beings, they cannot sever our bond with Christ. Things present. Current hardships and trials cannot drive us away from God's love. Things to come. Future uncertainties and fears cannot separate us from God's love. Height nor depth. Neither spiritual ecstasies nor deep trials can break our union with Christ. Any other creature. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God. Spurgeon emphasizes that Paul's persuasion helped him achieve victory and encouraged him to fight against evil. This doctrine incites believers to action, knowing that Christ's love and presence ensure ultimate victory. Application. Reflect on Paul's persuasion and find confidence in the unbreakable bond of God's love. No matter what you face, be it trials, temptations, or even death, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This assurance should encourage you to live boldly for Christ, knowing his love is steadfast and eternal. Conclusion. Embrace the truth that nothing can separate you from God's love. Allow this assurance to guide and strengthen you in all circumstances, knowing that in Christ, you are secure and deeply loved. As we conclude this series, let us hold fast to the truth that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This love, embodied by Jesus, given by the Father, and experienced through the Holy Spirit, is the foundation of our faith and the source of our hope. May these reflections on God's love inspire us to live out this love in our daily lives, continuing in His love and sharing it with a world in need. Conclusion. As we conclude our exploration of the different aspects of God's love, let us reflect on the profound truths we have uncovered. Loved by Jesus. In John chapter 15 verse 9, we learned about the immeasurable love Jesus has for us, mirroring the love the Father has for him. This love calls us to remain in his love, living in the light of his grace and truth. loved by the Father. John chapter 3 verse 16 reveals the Father's sacrificial love for the world, giving his only Son so that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This verse encapsulates the heart of the gospel and the depth of God's love for humanity. Loved through the Spirit, Romans chapter 5 verse 5 teaches us that the love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. This divine presence within us assures us of God's unwavering love and empowers us to share this love with others. No greater love. In John chapter 15 verse 13, we are reminded of the ultimate expression of love, laying down one's life for friends. Jesus exemplified this greatest love through his sacrifice on the cross, setting the highest standard for selfless love. God is love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 declares that God is love, and those who live in love live in God. This profound truth underscores that our relationship with God is rooted in love, and it calls us to reflect his love in our interactions with others. No separation from love. Romans chapter 8 verse 39 reassures us that nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This powerful promise gives us confidence and hope, knowing that God's love is eternal and unchanging. Through these reflections, we have seen how God's love is a constant and transformative force in our lives. May these insights deepen our faith, strengthen our relationship with God, and inspire us to live out His love each day.